But we proclaim also that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We sing from the 63rd Psalm, Lord, be my God, I'll early seek, my soul doth thirst for thee. Praying that there will be soul thirst in our province and nation.
Yeah.
God,
who made all things,
and it is God
to whom we must all give account.
God alone is the Creator.
A number of Christians here today. This is something that we very often don't have a place under them. It's so important that these people are witnessed to. These people are dying. They go to hell when they die. And we need to explain to them the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God is a holy God who hates sin, but yet he's shown his love for sinners by sending the Lord Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, into the world to save sinners. And so it's good to see a witness here. But we know we're going to get opposition. Christ was hated by men. We too will be hated by men. But nonetheless, we continue to speak the truth and love as we're commanded in Scripture.
It's going very well, and we're having liberty to preach the word in the city. There has been some interference with our witness. We're trusting the police will arrive soon to give us protection. We have been expecting protection, but police haven't been here. So we're at a loss to know what the Praise Commission is playing on. I mean, the police were to be here today. David Silverside has already been interrupted in the preaching of the word. So are we having liberty in this part of the United Kingdom to preach the word? That's the issue. But there are many Christians in this city, and their rights should be upheld. That's the issue. That God would be glorified and that his word would go forth, because the entrance of thy word bringeth light. And that's what we're about today. Obviously it's a difficult situation, but it's a day of judgment for this city that it should welcome and entertain such a parade.
Well, I'm very glad to be here today and to take a stand for my Saviour and my Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord saved me when I was but a little boy, and I believe the Bible, which is God's word, and God's word says that we must contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. And we have in our city today a gay pride parade, and this is a demonstration of Satan's hatred for the Savior, Satan's hatred for God's word, and Satan's hatred for Jesus Christ. And today we stand unashamedly for his gospel and for his truth. I'm hoping that some of these dear darkened souls will hear some seed that will lodge in their hearts, and might be the way and the means whereby they would be saved. I heard a preacher years ago say that they have taken the word gay, but yet in reality they are as miserable as hell itself. And yet the people come here today to witness for Jesus Christ, have his joy in our hearts. And the direct comparison is there to be seen for all. We stand for him unashamedly, and we know that he'll bless this protest today.
We're just here to protest against this ungodly parade. We've got a good crowd this year, and it's lovely weather, and we're just glad that we've got a great God to serve. And we just hope that this will be the start maybe of a reformation in this land. We need something like this. We need Christians to come together and stand for the word of God. And we do hope that it will happen in Scotland as well.
Very glad to be here today to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ as our own and personal saviors. For those of us are gathered here in this great city today, are glad of the brethren and sisters who are standing with us. And we want to present the Lord Jesus Christ today as the only Savior and the only way to heaven. And we pray today that these people who have come along to this so-called gay protest, these homosexuals and lesbians, will be reached by the word of God and will be saved by the grace of God, for nothing is impossible with God. We pray today that their souls will be saved for his glory and for his sake. Amen.
Because of the practicing
common sinfulness. And yet God has been pleased to give us His Word and to give unto us the preaching of His Word and the communication of the Gospel, that men and women, teenagers and boys and girls will hear that there is